The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Showtime. The right way to start your day. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
How do I apply for the voice job for ESPN? Because I think I could do that.
Oh, please. You talk to me, big guy.
Well, now these are the days of our lives.
Hoist the mainsail and scuttle the ship. We won't come home for a fortnight for reasons undetermined.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Okay, Rob.
That kind of sounds like James Earl Jones a little bit.
No.
Wow.
No. You know what that sounds like? I mean, yes, there's a hint of Ron Burgundy there, but it's more Will Ferrell doing Robert Goulet on SNL.
That's what it is, yes.
There's trouble a-brewing, Cat Finchari stewing. This line has yet to be written.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Doo-doo-doo-dee-da-doo-doo.
It's amazing.
So my question to Gabe, and Gabe, this is not offensive in any way. It's kind of endearing.
Okay, hold up. The fact that you're prefacing the question with that, I think I'm already offended, but continue.
Are you a dork? I mean, Star Wars? You're 34 years old, for crying out loud.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Now live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at Radio City with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it.
The next time you wanna win an argument, Chew, don't say "for crying out loud." For That's crying out loud is what Mr. Wilson says, okay? Anybody over 65 says "for crying out loud."
Did UB say "for crying out loud"?
No, not enough four letters in "for crying out loud."
Yeah, I was about to say, UB, who is... That.
Loudest four letters.
We refer to as Uncle Bill, who is Jen's dad. From what we've learned about him...
Colorful.
Yeah, best way to put it.
Colorful!
Colorful local character
colorful
in Northern Illinois.
Colorful character here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Good morning, it's Friday. You made it. It's supposed to be a beautiful weekend in Wisconsin. I'm so excited. When I see eights on the temperature.
And not, like, I mean, eight with a number next to it.
I was going to say, not 38.
Yeah.
Not 48.
Or just eight.
Or just eight. 18. Negative eight.
Do you have the boat reserved for the weekend?
No, but I'm thinking about maybe signing
might
up for one.
Might be a little late.
Signing
might
up for a
slot. Be a little
slot.
Late.
Chewy, got do it. You know... who I
Where
am.
My boat is? Yes.
No.
We've already established that Jen is a big time star.
Big time star at ESPN.
Oh, yes.
Also, that was my ode to Tony La Russa. Do you know who I am?
Nope, it's Friday. We're not doing that. It's Friday.
Do you see my ring?
That's what he says to the police officers when
it's a Friday.
I'm off Ashton. My new thing is, if I got to say something Ashton, I'm going to go through you guys.
Oh,
wow.
That's we're there, huh?
Wait, are you guys like that? Is it that far gone? You guys are that, like...
Did you read the text chain yesterday?
No, tell us what it said.
He said tight ends are conspiracy.
I'll tell you exactly why.
Extinct.
Glorified offensive linemen.
Used to be. Not anymore.
He's not here, so I didn't say it.
Well, thanks to what, Rob Gronkowski? No, Tony Gonzalez. I mean, I could go back a ways.
Antonio Gates.
Yeah, they got some tight ends that were more than glorified offensive linemen. Come on.
Ashton.
If you
Ashton,
really want to know what you did, Chew, you disparaged dinosaurs.
He knows what he did.
No, I know what I did. But still, he has. I mean, if you were to look at Ashton, I guess you might say, hey, did you play football?
True.
And his body kind of looks like a bad tight end's body, right?
Yeah, true. Yeah, he's not. None of what he's saying is wrong. I played one year of football, eighth grade. I was a center. It was great.
That sounds about right.
Man, you seem
grade?
Like a. I mean, how center. Tall were you in eighth grade?
Not as tall as I am now.
Well, obviously,
I was like
5'8",
5'9".
But still pretty big for an eighth grader.
Well, whatever.
I don't think you want that tall of a kid playing center, like offensive tackle. I could see.
Well, I mean, clearly I went out, so well.
I found out Ashton is running marathons. I just want to see him. Run with those size 17 feet.
It's not
I just
easy.
Think it'd be funny.
It is. Oh, it's got to be funny. I actually have had the same thought of when I do. I run every day. I'm running 2 5Ks in June. And here's the thing. I always wonder when people drive past me because I run on the road, if they're like, God, what a gangly Momo that guy is.
What a gangly
Momo. Do you want to put it on the poll? Do you want to ask the loyal listeners?
Is Ashton a gangly Momo?
Well, I was going to say, when you see Ashton running down the street, do you think, quote, what a gangly Momo?
I think that'd be 100% yes.
You think so? So we could beat the Are People Dumb post?
People are pretty dumb.
No.
The Are People Dumb post
is never going to... It's undefeated. It's never lost.
All right. Speaking of dumb, the other day I went on KJZ in the morning. That is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, our ESPN national morning show, because they're doing a thing called Market Madness. And I said...
Market Madness.
Not to be confused with...
Marquette Madness.
Correct. We are Marquette. Not We Are Marquette, but Market
Ray
Madness.
Adahoya.
So here's what they did, guys. They went around all of the markets in the United States and asked people, for me... or for Milwaukee, it was me, who are the three biggest sports superstars currently in your state? We're not talking about old guys. We're not talking about people who played in the previous generation or the previous era. No Brett Favre's on the list, okay? No Ron Danes, nothing like that. We're talking about guys right now who are active. Could be coaches, could be players. Biggest superstars in your state. They qualified it by saying, who's walking into a bar or a restaurant and never having to buy a drink?
That's not accurate. Can't do it like that. Sorry. Can't do it like that.
Why, COVID?
Because Giannis has...
we got restrictions Giannis being lifted at the beginning of June.
Giannis has a huge advantage.
You don't even know what
tall,
I'm going to say
okay?
yet. Can you wait so until you, I say it? Can you wait until
you
I say it?
Him,
can you wait until I say it?
Okay.
Okay,
yes.
Thank you. Can we let the audience know what the list is, Chew?
Okay,
I'm listening.
Just gonna jump in before the big reveal.
Good Lord!
It's like he has been cackling like that all morning. I am very concerned for the next 2 hours of how disruptive he's going to be with the evil cackle.
So
because I got good dirt on Ashton and he doesn't know it.
Whoa!
No. Well,
it's a hell of a tease. Hell of a tease.
I made it up. I'm sorry.
So they asked me who the top three superstars in Wisconsin sports are. And I said, guys, I feel like I got the cheat sheet. I feel like this is easy for me. Whereas some people would have to really like dig and think. I said, we got three MVPs currently active on their teams. Milwaukee is a summer town. We love baseball here in Milwaukee. Christian Yelich got to be on the list. I gave him number three. And here's where it got a little interesting. Number two, I said, is quarterback Aaron Rodgers. Number one, I said, is Giannis.
Do you want to take this one, big guy? Or you want me to?
You have Aaron Rodgers, gap. You have Devontae, gap. Come on. If and like I said, if it was fair and you all had him sitting down in a spot up north or west or wherever you want in this state, and if it was Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers, and Giannis, they would all recognize Brett first.
Yeah, I don't think anyone is saying, is Brett Favre not the biggest superstar in Wisconsin sports history? No one is saying
that. I think he's got to be on the list.
But it's for active and current athletes only.
Because if it's all time, it's like Brett, then Barry.
Barry Alvarez?
Brett retired.
Yeah. He, well,
Brett,
people love Barry.
I know.
When Barry posts up in a bar and he just holds serve and holds court,
absolutely.
People love that.
Love it. You're right. He's got great stories. He's a great personality. Very magnetic. But it is active players only.
Yes.
And so, again, it got interesting when I said Aaron Rodgers is number two and Giannis is number one. Your gut reaction is to go Rodgers gap. Why?
Because he's the most recognizable. He might not be the most liked, but he's certainly the most recognizable, and he is the most valuable in the state.
Well,
is that your criteria? So the criteria Chu is using is recognizable and valuable.
But
I
guess I just look at it this way. Like, football is just so damn big. It's just so big, and it's specifically not even just in the state but across the country. Like, it has to be such a unique place or example for somebody to upend the top football star. Like, when LeBron was in Cleveland, like, yeah, he was going to be number one, but there's such a, out there, there's such a football, and it's very similar here. Like, football is so big that even though people are disliking Aaron Rodgers right now for everything else going on, the just sheer number of Packers fans versus Bucks fans.
But not even Packer fans. It's football fans. If the three of them are walking through an airport, you know, they look at Giannis and go, yeah, that guy does something. And a lot of people would recognize him, but I'm telling you, just a lot
that
of peripheral.
That guy does something. He's 7 feet tall. He's black. Yes. Like, I'm guaranteeing they're going, that's Giannis Antetokounmpo. He is an international superstar.
No.
Or he walks into a local taco establishment and isn't even recognized.
That happened 3 years ago.
But it still
ago.
Happened.
Three years ago, people might not have recognized him. Now there's no chance he walks into any restaurant in the state and people go, who is that?
You're about to visit
some places today, Jen, that they have no idea what basketball is.
In Wisconsin, Giannis right now is the biggest star.
Yeah, how do you think
they don't have the internet. You don't know what you want. How on earth could you possibly say, and give me a random city, somebody.
New London.
from the top of our head, let's just say New London.
New London. But let's say New London. How many people in New London do you think know who Giannis Antetokounmpo is, Jen?
What about Osseo? You think in Osseo they're big Giannis fans or Aaron Rodgers fans?
Is Osseo a place or a person?
It's a place.
Okay.
I thought you were talking about Osabuco.
I thought in Osseo was a person, like Mark Adonazio, but different.
In Osseo?
In Osseo. Osseo is the
place. That's why, in order to be fair, he'd have to be sitting down. Because, like I said, if he walks in...
That's a good point, actually.
Yeah, if he walks in, they're going to be like, oh, he's got to be some kind of NBA person.
They're not going to know who he is.
Hold on, man.
You are totally underestimating Giannis's superstardom.
No. You're also underestimating people sitting down. Like, if Giannis is sitting down, you don't think you'd be able to tell he's tall? Chew, you sit across from me every single day. I can still tell that you're a massive human being.
He can't see the light. You block it out. You block out the sun.
Ashton, did he call me fat?
No, I called you a massive human being because you work out every day. Like, anytime I tell people that I do a show with Chewy, the first thing I say is, and he still works out every day.
For somebody who is splitting hairs as well as you are, Chew, with the whole, is he recognizable? Is he valuable? You can't split the hairs between fat and massive.
I'm very sensitive.
She just said the
word.
She said the word.
She said the word. She said the word. I'm marking the tape. She said the word.
She said the word.
Oh my God.
She said it.
She said the F word. Oh my God. I didn't dump it. Am I going to get fired?
This is such a conspiracy theory. All
Chewy, the
word. Chewy, look at what you're trying to do.
Oh my God. I can't wait to play this all throughout the show. Oh, you're so good.
Can we go back? Can we go back to
For those
my
who
rules,
don't know, Jen refuses to say the word fat because she doesn't want to influence her children because she thinks it's a bad word to teach her children. So she has, when we have done topics on fat athletes, she has refuted. We did a Fat Tuesday.
She thinks Husky was better than fat.
I'm very disappointed in myself.
We did an entire Fat Tuesday show. She refused to say fat. She made it through the entire 2 hours without saying fat, and she just said fat.
Oh, you're dead. I know. I prefer ukulele, though. If we can get her on that one, that would be delicious.
Very quickly, let's get to Colin in Delafield, who is on with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, 800-990-3776. Good morning, Colin.
Good morning, guys. I just got to tell you, Jen, it's not even close. It's Aaron Rodgers all day. I represent that north central Wisconsin area. I grew up in that area, and I'm telling you, Aaron Rodgers, 10 times out of 10, would be picked out, and Giannis, I would be surprised if it were 50%, unfortunately.
Colin, thank you for the call. You are insane.
No. Call back anytime,
insane.
Colin.
1,000%.
Call back anytime,
thank you,
Colin.
Colin.
Thank you very much. We appreciate you. We got Jason Wilde coming up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Ready, down, put.
All Packers, all the time.
Imagine if one of your division rivals signed Blake freaking Bortles. You would make fun of any team that signed him.
Okay, most of the time.
Almonds specifically or all nuts?
Well, these nuts, those nuts, whatever nuts were.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I think LaFleur's genuinely frustrated by Goody.
Brought to you by Boucher Automotive. With 16 different new car brands and over 35 pre-owned brands to choose from. Boucher Automotive. We are driven by you.
He is Jason Wilde. You can hear him every day on this network, ESPN Wisconsin, on Wilde and Tausch. Jason, good morning.
Heidely ho, neighbors.
Ooh, heidely ho. What is
that
from? Oh, Simpsons. It's Flanders.
Yeah.
For a minute, I thought it was Wilson from
Home Improvement.
Wilson!
Not that Wilson.
That Wilson doesn't talk. Yeah.
No, he doesn't. Jason, I was on KJ&Z earlier this week doing Market Madness, and they asked who is the biggest superstar in Wisconsin right now? Not 10 years ago, not 20 years ago, not ever, right this moment. And I said Giannis. And I'll tell you why I said Giannis. Because if you had asked me 4 weeks ago who the biggest superstar in the state of Wisconsin was, I would have said unequivocally Aaron Rodgers. But I think, given what's happened over the last 3 weeks, there are people who now have kind of twisted a little, turned a little away from Rodgers. And given the fact that Giannis and the Bucks are back in the playoffs, he's a two-time MVP, Defensive Player of the Year, all-around good guy, I think more people like Giannis right now than like Aaron Rodgers.
That seems like sound reasoning. My only question would be, do you have to be liked to be the biggest superstar right now?
That is interesting criteria.
Well, Jason, she's already been proven wrong because we had multiple calls from up north and they said, we don't even know who Giannis is. It's
we
all about Aaron Rodgers.
One call from Colin. And I don't buy this idea that people don't know who Giannis is. He's a 7 foot tall black man in Wisconsin. People know Giannis. He's an international superstar. They are making a Disney movie out of his story.
All very valid points. Internationally, I think he might win.
But in the state of Wisconsin, the question, yeah, what are you doing with this international stuff, Jen? It's a state of Wisconsin. I'm sorry, Jason, I cut you off. You can continue.
No, that's okay. I thought Jen was going to retort.
No, I was like, Jason talk!
No, I'm upset.
But Jason, how many times do you walk by someone like
that
tall
and
then go, 7 foot, he's got to do something. I have no idea who he is, but he has to do something. That's what Jen's banking on. And the only reason Jen's doing this is because she went to Marquette, a school that doesn't have football, and she's butthurt over it. That's why. That's why she can't embrace football.
Yeah, I don't.
Sorry.
This has taken quite a turn.
Yep.
I don't know about the 7 foot guy walking around. I mean, my understanding is that in the neighborhood where Maddie does ballet, I've had multiple friends say that they've bumped into him at the bank, at the pharmacy. So he does walk around among us. That's true. I don't know if that's the measure necessarily that I would use. I will say this. If I were to see Mark Shimura walking among us, I would think, is that guy a former pro wrestler or something? Because he's a mountain of a man.
Be very
That's
careful.
That's the look I get. Yeah, I get. They, you know, I don't know who the heck he is, but he had to do something because he's kind of tall. And Jason, if you were a betting man, is Aaron going to say anything of substance on Kenny Mayne on Monday? Or is it going to be more cryptic stuff?
That's a great question because I think it was Jen who mentioned this previously. You know, he could. It just could be, you know, yuck it up with his good buddy Kenny Mayne. I know they really are good friends. And, you know, say something heartfelt about it being his last show. Or he could say, you know what, this is your last show. I'm going to give you something that will put this in the spotlight and say something of import as it relates to his situation. So all I know is that when I reached out to him to ask him how high of alert to be on about this interview, his response was to make fun of me. So take that for what it's worth.
So, Jason, one of the other plots to the storyline was Aaron Rodgers reportedly playing golf with John Elway at some point in the recent past.
Yeah.
Like, 100% that's got to be tampering. Like, Are the Packers planning on filing tampering charges? Would that be a way to show Rodgers, hey, this is how much we want you back. We're going to file tampering charges anytime somebody comes close to you.
Yeah, I the last conversation I had with someone that works in the building was that there's a reluctance to file them because they usually don't, it usually doesn't work. Now, I don't know the level of evidence that the podcast person had on this golf trip happening in California. I heard her say that she knows it for a fact and that she heard it from two different people, which is good because that's kind of how we try to do things if we do this the right way, is get two sources. But do I think that the Broncos tampered? I do. Do I think the 49ers did? And do I think that Kyle Shanahan spoke directly to Aaron Rodgers? I do. In fact, I was talking to somebody yesterday about this. I can't imagine that without Kyle Shanahan convincing him, that Aaron Rodgers would be dumb enough to ever think that the Packers would trade him within the conference, and not only within the conference, but to a team that went to a Super Bowl 2 years ago, and the only reason they went 6-10 or whatever last year was because they were devastated by injuries. I just can't imagine someone as smart as Aaron Rodgers thinking that the Packers would ever trade him to San Francisco. So maybe Kyle Shanahan, with the phrase that I keep using with Tausch when I talk about this, whispered so many sweet nothings into his ear that he convinced an otherwise really smart guy that it was actually possible. But it didn't happen.
Jason, here's what I don't understand about the tampering thing, though. Is it so involved and so difficult to file tampering charges that it's kind of like it's not worth the squeeze, the juice isn't worth the squeeze? Because on the off chance that they are able to prove tampering, isn't that incentive enough to make the grievance, file the grievance?
Yeah, it's very easy to file the tampering charges. You know how to make the, or take the reservation.
You can't keep the reservation. Yeah, exactly. You don't know how to hold the reservation.
It's amazing to me to just understand how hard it must be to prove that you actually talked about this player playing for you. Brett Favre publicly said that as he was contemplating not staying retired, that he talked to Bevel and Childress, who were coaches for another team. He admitted it publicly, and they still didn't win their tampering grievance.
This happens. Go ahead, Jason.
Go ahead, Joe. No, go ahead.
This happens on the field. I remember I was going to be a free agent after my fourth year. I had no idea, I've never really been coveted like this, which was nice, but Tony Dungy comes up to me when we're playing Tampa Bay and Lambeau and says, hey, Chu, if you ever decide to leave here, we'd love to have you in Tampa Bay. Is that tampering?
Wow.
Yes.
That's probably tampering,
that's direct,
right?
That's tampering.
On the field, before we were going to play him. So that happens. There's no way to prove it, right, Jason? Or the chances of proving it are so slim, and the fact that they go to a golf tournament together doesn't rise to the level of tampering, even if there is tampering.
Right, because let's use your example, neither you nor Tony Dungy, when the investigation occurs, is going to say, oh yeah, Tony Dungy said he'd love to have me in Tampa. And Tony Dungy is like the most honest guy in the world.
Yes.
You can just say, well, I don't really remember what we talked about.
Sure. Absolutely. That's why they don't do it or file it.
Hey, Jason, thanks for joining us this morning. Have a great weekend with the fam. Enjoy the warm temperatures here in Wisconsin. And we will all be paying very close attention to Rodgers and Kenny Mayne on Monday. We'll talk about it on Tuesday.
Can't wait.
Can't
Everybody take
wait.
Care. Be good.
Jason Wilde is great. You can hear him, of course, right after this program on Wilde and Tausch on ESPN Milwaukee and Wisconsin.
Ewald Automotive salutes those who serve and all of the brave first responders. Service members and families benefit from Ewald's Military Advantage program with special pricing and incentives on every vehicle. Plus, all month long, Ewald is making a donation for every car sold to military and first responder charities. So if you're someone like Ashton who's looking for a new vehicle, you need to head to Ewald. Go to ewaldauto.com. You can find out what the max allowance could be when trading in your car. And don't forget, every new car with Ewald comes with their exclusive 20-year, 200,000-mile limited warranty. Visit ewaldauto.com for locations, hours, and to fill out a short questionnaire about your vehicle.
It's Friday, and that means it's time to check in with GKB founder and CEO Craig Karmazin.
Will you take some of my money down to Illinois and put it on the Bucks to win it all?
No.
What? What do you mean no?
Can't bet on the Bucks? Well, I'd like him to, so he'd get in trouble, but he's not that dumb.
Are you kidding me? That is the biggest thing I'm not allowed to do.
Fridays with Mo.
Sometimes it's just weird to me. You watch these guys play, and then, like, Trey Lance is going to get drafted ahead of Justin Fields.
Craig Karmazin on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
The first thing I want to talk to Craig Karmazin about
here
is this.
There we go.
First of all, you don't even know what I'm going to say. You don't even know what I'm going to say. You don't even know what
is
I'm going to say.
Is about death?
Gabe knows. Ashton knows.
Chewy's whole death thing was a little disturbing.
Can I just be honest?
Why?
I am super annoyed at how predictable you think I am. What I actually was going to talk to Craig Karmazin about first is, what happens to the ampersand, Craig? Okay? Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. But when you shorten it, it goes to KJZ. Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. And when you shorten it, it goes to JGC. What happens to the ampersand? Why does it just disappear?
I don't think it should.
Thank you.
Officially, the name Jen, Gabe, and Chewy does not even have an ampersand. It is the word and, just FYI.
That's good to know for trademark purposes, as I'm over here trying to trademark things behind y'all's back. Good morning, Craig. So I was on KJZ, also known as Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, on Tuesday morning, and they were doing this segment called Market Madness, and they asked, who are the three biggest superstars in your market? So for the purposes of the program, our market is Milwaukee and Green Bay. In your market right now. And I went off the board here and said that Giannis is the number one superstar right now. If you had asked me 4 weeks ago, I would have went, it's Aaron Rodgers all the way. But after what's been going down, I think people are turning on Rodgers, and I think if they were asked, who is the number one superstar in your state right now, I think it's Giannis. What do you think?
I would have gone Giannis also, because Aaron, for whatever reason, we've talked about it, has always had that little bit of, you know, those dissenting Favre hanger-oners and all that. So once Giannis won back-to-back MVPs, I could totally see that. And Yelich, as much as he was, you know, an MVP and last year wasn't as big a year, I think he has the potential with committing long-term, but I don't think he's there.
So to be clear, how many votes does Craig get in the ESPN Milwaukee Twitter poll? He's the
zero.
President of the company.
Yeah. One person equals one vote.
1,000. Thank you. I thought I heard you say 1,000. Great.
Craig, we just got
multiple
calls.
I'm actually not the president of the company, just for the record. I'm not the president. Steve Palazziner is the president of the company. If he's listening, he would
What
be
is
very
your
sad.
Title again?
He is the founder and CEO.
Founder and CEO. Founder and CEO is What's... not the same as president. Okay,
correct.
I will also write that down along with what happens to the ampersand.
Now, have we discussed... The Jen is in the big spot at the spelling bee. Like, I mean, Jen, you have like some of the biggest roles in all of sports. Like, you're are you virtual at the spelling bee this year?
No, I'm going to Disney. I'm so excited.
We're going to Disney?
We?
Are we?
I don't know. Can someone break it to Ashton? I don't have the heart.
Wait. The show's not going?
Thank you, Craig.
Yep.
Whoa.
I don't believe that's been discussed, Craig, but you as the president of the company, I'm guessing, can make that happen.
Yeah.
Not the president. Once again, not the president. And second of all, I assume when you were negotiating your deal with Scripps and the Spelling Bee, I'm sure you said, hey, I'm part of a team with or without my ampersand. I only go with my team.
Can you spell ampersand?
Can you say?
I know there's a stamp in it. I know there's an S-T-A-M-P.
There definitely is not a stamp in it.
You can't triple stamp a double stamp.
Craig, number one, you're wrong. We just had multiple calls from up north saying we. No,
you keep
Giannis
using that
in.
Word multiple. Well, I don't think it means what you think it means.
Well,
no, we've had two. We had Colin, and then we had Jason.
Yes.
Jason's up north.
Yeah, you're right. So I guess technically we have had multiple calls. Don't you even think about playing that drop? Don't you even think about playing it?
If a 7-foot black guy walks into a restaurant up north, they're going to know he does something, right? But most people, I would say half, maybe not half, but a good amount of people will be like, I have no idea who that is. And they'll say, that's Giannis. Oh, okay. I didn't know. Aaron Rodgers doesn't need that. Aaron Rodgers walks in there. Hey, there's Aaron.
So
you disagree with that?
Yes, because Aaron Rodgers has a football helmet on through most of his playing. So a number of years ago, there was a charitable thing that David Gruber and Aaron Rodgers did where they would surprise kids, and it was called It's Aaron, and Aaron Rodgers did some of the most amazing things to bring money and attention to charities. But what happened off the air was most of the kids right away knew who David Gruber was, and they actually didn't know who Aaron Rodgers was.
What?
I'm not talking about Shorewood. I'm talking about Krivitz. I'm talking about the Prairie du Sac. I am talking about Kiel.
Of course
Kiel,
you're talking about Prairie du Sac.
Of course
you wouldn't know Prairie du Chien from Prairie du Sac, by the way.
Well, I mean, Craig does have an interesting point, and I've maintained this for a long, long time. We're only talking sports stars, but David Gruber is the biggest star in Milwaukee.
Can
he
you
is the
imagine
most
for
recognizable
one moment,
person.
Craig, if I went on KJNZ and I said,
David Gruber,
can you imagine? They would laugh me out of the country.
You would not have
no,
lied, though.
It would have been Googling. It would have been trending. It would have been epic. Actually,
David Gruber isn't paying me enough to go on ESPN and say he's the number one superstar in Wisconsin.
Well, maybe that's something we should be negotiating.
That could work out. We could work that out.
Craig, we did power rankings early in the week, all right? 1 through 10. Have you looked at power rankings at all? Do you want to take a guess as to where the Bucks were at? And
I would think they were 7.
And then where do you think the Lakers were?
Earlier in the week, was this before the game?
Yes,
before the game.
Okay, you probably had them at 1, but they should have been 9.
No, this isn't me. This is the people. This is your people.
You can understand
think
how
is
we could
the most
be confused, though,
famous
too.
Person in the world.
You could understand
you
how Craig would be confused since you're supposed to do
week.
The power rankings.
But Craig also did a show with Chew for how many ever years, and he knows that Chewy doesn't block.
Yes, I don't want to block.
All right,
Craig, that's on you then. That's on you.
Does that surprise you, though, that they were at 6 and the Lakers were at 2?
No, it doesn't surprise me at all. I mean, it doesn't surprise me that the Lakers are favored over the Phoenix Suns in a 2-7 series. And it doesn't surprise me that even when the Suns had the best record in the NBA, that they were the 7th or 8th favored team and that Utah is thought of the same way. I mean, this is a league where until you prove it, people don't believe you can do it. And people are going to think that even the Clippers, who have failed miserably in the postseason, have a better chance than the Bucks because of Kawhi Leonard. And that's the way it works, and that's fair. I have no problem with it. I like the Bucks being below the radar, and I don't even mind that of 18 ESPN experts, half of them think the Miami Heat are going to beat the Bucks in the first round.
No, it doesn't sound like you're taking it personally at all.
I enjoy that. I mean, I think the idea of, you know, being a little below the radar is not a bad thing. I mean, who cares, right? I mean, and what matters is who ends up winning, not who people think is going to win or what the power rankings are before. Like, what were the power rankings in 2013? Like, no one knows. I mean, ultimately, it's who goes out and gets it done.
Craig, earlier this week, we were having a discussion because one of the things that people keep asking about the Aaron Rodgers saga is, well, what could he possibly say that would justify his position? And it jogged my memory. I believe you're the one who said this on this show last year, that there was thought within the building that the Packers weren't all in on their 2020 season, that what they did in the offseason, that there was some thought within the building that they weren't trying to win in 2020. They thought they'd go 7-9, 8-8, 9-7, miss the playoffs. Then they could move on from Aaron Rodgers. You said that, right?
I did say that. And, you know, I think the, you know, the postseason they had in 2020 backed it up. I think there was a lot of questions of if there'd be a season and what the situation was. And the Packers, you know, spent four draft picks, right? You know, the first pick and the fourth pick on Jordan Love, A.J. Dillon, a third string running back, Josiah DeGuara, a tight end who wasn't a contributor. You know, there's never been a team who's been in an NFC or AFC championship game who showed less urgency and less interest in trying to improve their team for the following season. So I think it was pretty clear that they were looking at the future. And it's pretty rare when you get to an NFC championship that you're planning for the future and not the present.
I'm sorry, Craig, I got to stop you because my brain is just going 7 million miles a minute right now. Are you trying to say that there was a thought in the building that they weren't trying to win in 2020? And you mentioned, were you referencing the pandemic? Like, they weren't sure if there was going to be a season or not. Can you tell me implicitly what the thought was?
I think there are people who believe that the Packers were committed to long-term excellence and that rather than going all in for a Super Bowl in 2020, they felt they were taking the opportunity to plan more for the future than trying to win in the present.
Right. That sounds all good. But wait, are you trying to say that they were trying to lose in 2020? Were there people in the front, people in the building, we keep using that phrase, in the building, were there people in the building who were trying to lose in 2020? Because there's a huge gulf between planning for the future and trying to lose.
Well, so if you could have drafted players that could have won more games in that season, then I'm not saying they were trying to lose, but they weren't trying to maximize their ability to win. Because clearly, drafting a third string quarterback, a third string running back, a third string tight end, and then trading your fourth round pick isn't trying to maximize your wins in 2020. So I'm not saying they were trying to lose, and I don't know the people in the building were saying they were trying to lose. They just were believing that, hey, they're clearly not trying to maximize the ability to win. They're not going for a Super Bowl.
No, but doesn't the end justify the means?
The NFC Championship.
This is what they do. This is how the Packers operate. They're not an all-in type team and then tank for 5 years. That's not what they do. They're like, okay, let's try and make a push to win and plan for the future. All right.
Right, but Chewy, look how what would they you did. Feel
no.
Feel if you were in an NFC championship game and then they spent their next four picks on third string guys to not try to, you know, commit to getting over the hump the next year? I mean, that's gotta
got
to be a little
back.
Demoralizing if you're one of those guys who is 33, 36, you know, 29, you know, going for the Super Bowl, and you're saying, wow, maybe they're drafting a bunch of third string guys. They're thinking about the future. They're not thinking about now.
Because the one thing we talk about with general managers, Chew, is, okay, so the Packers, they have to balance, you know, playing well now and looking forward. And last offseason, they did nothing for the looking at now. They did everything for looking to the future. They did
what
nothing
did
to supplement that
roster.
They're the number one offense in the NFL. There is no better than number one. Everyone last year was like, we need a receiver, we need a receiver, we need a receiver. Turns out Goody was right. They didn't need a receiver. They're pretty darn good at that position.
No, it
and
turned
they
out
are
he was
number
wrong. It turned
one
out that Aaron Rodgers,
in offense.
It turned out he was wrong. It turned out he was wrong because he thought they needed a quarterback in the next few years, and they didn't because they had a quarterback who was able to take what he had around him and make it that good of an offense. So it turned out that Goody was wrong, and that if he had invested in a cornerback, they would have been in the Super Bowl.
But you can only make that decision based on the information you have, and Aaron Rodgers had been regressing. God forbid he continued regressing, and Brian Gutekunst doesn't have a quarterback there lined up. I would rather have the backup guy lined up just in case things continue that way.
It's not just Jordan Love, though. It's A.J. Dillon. It's Josiah DeGuara. It's three multiple. Sure, if you want to have that insurance at the quarterback position.
And your fourth round pick that you traded, right?
Yes. You the first four picks did zero for you.
Zero. I would argue that the ends justify the means because they got back to the NFC Championship game. Did they win the whole thing? No, but they didn't win the whole thing
Chewy,
the previous
is that the
year
goal?
Either.
Chewy, is the goal the NFC Championship? I mean, Tristan Wirfs. How about that? How about Antoine Winfield?
There's no guarantee that anyone they would have gotten with any of those picks would have been the piece that put them over the top. There's none. We're just hypothesizing here.
But you didn't try. You know, you didn't try. You didn't try with the, you know, I mean, what, Christian Kirksey?
No, I agree.
Was Christian Kirksey the attempt to put you over the top? Jen, the point isn't that those guys wouldn't have guaranteed to put you over the top. The point was they didn't try to go over the top. And that would be demoralizing, I would think, if you're a player.
They had all the pieces. They had all the pieces.
You're forgetting how Aaron Rodgers was trending. Okay. You just start.
No,
Chewy,
I'm remembering, and I'm okay. If they believed, hey, Aaron Rodgers is trending down, we are not a championship team. Aaron Rodgers is trending down. We're going to plan for the future. We're going to go 8-8. We're going to go 9-7, and then we'll bring in Jordan Love. I believe that was the plan. I believe that was absolutely the plan because of how they believed Aaron Rodgers was trending. And now Goody, you know, has to realize he got it wrong, and either he has to say, hey, 2020 was an aberration. Aaron Rodgers is trending down. We should move on from him and plan for the future. Or, hey, I got it wrong. We are willing to commit to Aaron for the next three seasons. And I think either of those is a very viable option.
Craig, we got to let you go. Great to have you on the show. Enjoy your weekend. It's supposed to be gorgeous out there. We'll talk to you again next week.
Go Bucks.
Speaking of the Bucks fans, Palermo's Pizza and the Bucks have teamed up for an exclusive offer just for you, Bango's Jersey Collection. With every specially marked Palermo's Neighborhood Pizzeria you purchase, you will receive a limited edition Bango collectible figurine with Bango sporting one of five past and present Bucks jerseys. Simply buy Palermo's Neighborhood Pizzeria. If you're like me, you do that already. Redeem your box codes online. Collect them all. Supplies limited. So head to your local Wisconsin grocery store today. Palermo's. It's Wisconsin's hometown pizza.
We will continue this conversation next. We've got a few people on the line. Stay on the line. We will get to you if you want to weigh in. 800-990-3776. Who's the bigger star in Wisconsin right now? Is it Aaron Rodgers or is it Giannis? 800-990-3776. We'll get to your calls after this.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
You think when I'm watering the plant and it's full, it's sitting there going, no, no more. You're drowning me.
I do, and that's why your wife won't let you water the plants.
Literally.
Anymore.
On 94.5 ESPN.
From you, 800-990-3776. Call the show. Let us know how you're feeling. We've been asking you all morning, who's the bigger star in Wisconsin right now? Not 4 weeks ago, not a year ago, not all time, right now. Who's the bigger star? I say it's Giannis. I think what's happened with Aaron Rodgers has definitely turned some people away. I think more people like Giannis than like Aaron Rodgers, and that's why I'm going with the two-time MVP, Defensive Player of the Year, Giannis Antetokounmpo, as the biggest star in Wisconsin. But what do you think? 800-990-3776. Dave on the northeast side of Milwaukee joins Jen, Gabe, and Chewy right now. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. First of all, I love the way you guys converse. A lot of different bantering back and forth. A couple comments and then maybe a question, which I'll give my opinion before I ask it. But the Giannis Rodgers thing, if star meaning most likable and most popular, that would be Giannis. If most recognizable, like the David Gruber between the two, most recognizable, I think, would be Aaron Rodgers. But getting back to the conversation you had just earlier with Craig was this idea about I don't think the conversation should be binary, like either they're planning for the future or they want to win now. I think they try to do both and balance that, which is very difficult. And so then this gets to my question, which I'll give a comment on as well. Should they have won last year? Did they have enough talent to win everything last year? My answer is yes. So to me, management at that point did the right thing. They had everything in place to win. They blew the championship game. They had that given to them and they blew opportunity. So anyway, what do you guys think? Should they have won or not? And is it a binary choice between winning now and planning for the future later, or can you do both?
Well, I think you try to do both the best you can. But it was very obvious last year. I don't think they were trying to do both. They weren't. If they thought that Aaron Rodgers was going to have an MVP season, they don't draft Jordan Love. And if Aaron Rodgers doesn't have an MVP season, the Packers are nowhere near the NFC Championship game, right? Like they were more or less planning for the future beyond Aaron Rodgers. And I think that's what Craig's point was. Were they trying to lose? No, but they were ready to look towards the future. They looked at 13-3 in 2019. We were kind of lucky to get there. A little bit of an aberration. Rodgers was, he was good, but he wasn't Aaron Rodgers. So maybe we should start thinking about moving on. And that's exactly what they did. I don't think they were expecting in last offseason to be back in the NFC Championship game, because they weren't expecting Aaron Rodgers to go out and have his second best season statistically of his career.
Even with Rodgers the last couple of years before the MVP season trending downward, I still don't think you draft Jordan Love, even for the future. It might have been a year too early, or maybe 2 years too early, but I mean, this is just what the Packers do. I mean, everyone's looking at the Buccaneers, right? Because they're the dream team of the NFL, and dream teams usually don't work out, but this one did, and they signed everyone back, and they're the talk, right? But once Tom Brady's gone, they're looking at a five-year downslide, right? That's something the Packers don't want, you know, whether you agree with it or not. They are not an all-in type team. Would you guys agree with me? It's just not the way they do it.
No, but I mean, it's not even about being all in. It's about doing nothing to supplement the 2020 roster. You know, like, again, the only reason they went to an NFC Championship game is because Aaron Rodgers went nuclear. He went and had the second best quarterback rating season of all time, second behind his own effort in 2011.
Yeah, but look at all the guys that regressed, right? Preston Smith certainly didn't have the year he had the year before,
yeah,
correct?
Both Smiths, you can make the argument.
Near. Kenny Clark is paid like he is one of the highest paid interior defensive linemen in the game and doesn't play like it, right? So there is some responsibilities on the players as well, right?
Yeah, but they still went 13-3 last year. I don't think they were expecting to go 13-3.
But again, it started trying again to split the pie. They went 13-3. What percentage of that was Aaron Rodgers? What percentage of that was everybody else? You could make the argument they were 5 points away from the Super Bowl.
This is super easy for me to parse. You want to know why? Because with Aaron Rodgers, we think this team's a Super Bowl contender. Without Aaron Rodgers, what'd we set the over-under at?
5.5.
Yeah, but that's us. We're morons.
I'm an idiot. I'm not a moron.
You're my guy, but we're all done. Yeah. She made a good point. Like, I don't know what to tell you.
No, we're smart here. No, we're not joining the Jesse and Tausch bandwagon of they'll win the division with Blake Bortles at quarterback. All right?
Yes, that's true.
We're not doing that.
That's true.
Okay, during the break, we will figure out who this person is and what the hell he did with Gabe. More Jen, Gabe, and Chewy right after this.